UEFA says all this week's quarter-final ties will go ahead. Manchester City also in action later in Madrid. Our reporter Paul Gilmore is outside Arsenal's Emirates Stadium and has this statement from Deputy Assistant Commissioner Adi Adeleken.
The UK terrorism threat level remains at substantial, meaning an attack is likely, and we work closely with colleagues from across counter-terrorism policing in planning for events here in London to take into account any relevant information that could help keep those attending safe.
Alan Bates told the inquiry into the Horizon scandal, raising concerns about the software was like banging your head against a brick wall. The campaigner says it was frustrating because the post office was determined to protect its own brand. Errors within Fujitsu's accounting software led to the wrongful prosecutions of hundreds of sub-postmasters. The current chief executive at the post office, Nick Reed, insists they're committed to transparency.
It was very, very compelling, the evidence that he provided today. Very sobering for those of us in the post office, as we stand, and we want to make sure that the culture of today's post office learns the lessons from the past. That's very, very much what I want to do.
Police hunting the killer of a woman who was stabbed while pushing her baby in a pram in Bradford city centre have arrested a man. Detectives have wanted to talk to the 25-year-old since Saturday. Around 200 people have been getting help after instructions to leave areas in West Sussex because of flooding. The town of Littlehampton has been worst affected. Junior doctors, consultants and specialists have suspended strikes in Wales to begin pay negotiations. Members of the British Medical Association have called off their 48-hour walkout from next Tuesday. And Spain is to scrap a so-called Golden Visa scheme. It allows non-EU citizens who invest at least €500,000 without a mortgage a special permit to live and work in the country for 3 years. That's the latest. I'm Charlie Maggs.
Thanks, Charlie.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
This evening is going to be breezy still with some lingering cloud and the odd shower. Turning dry and clear overnight and the winds will finally ease. Actually starting to ease a little now. It's going to be a chillier night as well than of late with overnight lows of 3. Sun sets at 7:47 tonight. Now on Wednesday it will remain dry to start with variable cloud and bright spells. It will be cloudy in the afternoon with some rain moving in. The rain will turn patchier in the evening. Windy and milder with highs of 14.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM. Brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice. Doing more than you think.
Machine. I knew he must have been about 17. He was strong, playing my favorite song. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. Singing. And asked for his name. That don't matter, he said, cause it's all the same. So I'll take you home where we can be alone. And next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Take you home
with me, yeah, me. And we'll be moving on and singing that same old song, yeah, with me. Singing, I love rock and roll.
Tried to make me go to rehab, I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine, just try to make me go to rehab, I won't go.
Wait to see that film. It looks amazing. It's all over TV at the moment. Right, now, we've got a connection song coming up in a minute. But before that, I'm going to let you know what our 4 at 4.30 is. I know it's been so busy today. We've had a full studio in here today. But I am lucky, actually, that nowadays, because there's a new survey out, actually, but I'm lucky I get to throw, like, a T-shirt and a hoodie and a pair of jeans to work here at the studio. radio. I used to ensure, sort of like, I was all sort of, I used to love dressing up, basically. All my suits used to be all lovely pressed and things like that. I hate taking them to the dry cleaner, though, to be fair. But I do love all my suit jackets that I used to have only a few years ago, actually. I had a lovely light blue one that I really used to like. I felt $1 million in. I'm sure you've got something that you wear that you think, oh, yeah, no, I feel good in this. It doesn't happen to me very often, so I'll let me have my own moment there. But apparently, according to a new poll, and again, I don't know who took the poll, over a quarter of us would turn down a job if we had to get suited and booted for work. Our suits are a thing of the past. I don't know. I love them personally. But almost half of the working population, apparently, I don't know, could they really have asked half of the working population, believe that suits are old school and no longer a requirement. One in three in 10 people, actually, goodness me, say that being able to dress casually is a major factor in accepting a new job. Research has also revealed that majority of us, 59% in fact, currently go into work dressed in smart casual or casual attire. It showed that traditional work wear is kind of viewed out of date, I suppose, and 15% dress formally for work, with 6% wearing a uniform. There you go. Now, there's some industry experts apparently saying that tracksuits are set to take over the offices. I can't see shell suits, to be fair, in offices. But the only people to wear a suit are an old and past it workers. How dare you? Well, I don't like that phrase, but I get the older suit and tie, unless you're a city person in banking or something like that. Anyway, what are you getting to, Joe? Well, as well as letting you know about the brand new poll, and that sad to hear that apparently suits are a thing of the past and time, our 4 at 4:30 is all to do with work or jobs, anything. So if you've got one, still got loads of time to lock it in, let me know. radio@phoenixfm.com or on my socials at Joe Bailey Music. Now, I'm going to play you two tracks, but what is the link? We'll be right back.
Joe Bailey on Phoenix FM.
There's a place where we break the line. Make it a circle redefined. Beautiful gardens, eternal flowers. You know the way, so take me there.
What was the link? Well, it was, we just heard, I should say, oh yeah, Alexander with Dizzy from years and years, and the Pet Shop Boys before that from 1980s, It's a Sin. So there is, the link is Russell T Davies' series was called It's a Sin, right? And it starred Ollie Alexander, who you just heard there, of years and years, singer of the song Dizzy. So that was the connection. Now, coming up after the break, we've got Sheryl Crow and Peter Gable. Not even heard this one.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leolina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Villa Riquet's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Your mouth. Phoenix FM Travel News.
Well, taking a look at the M25, not looking too bad, to be fair. Let's have a look at the Dartford crossing. Only anti-clockwise, the Dartford tunnels there. You're only looking at around a 10 minutes travel time. This isn't bad at all, is it there? The Mersey is closed at the Mersey Causeway due to a high tide. That's the B1025. To let you know, the Billericay that was partially blocked due to an accident at Little Norsey Road. The delays and incident have now cleared. So it's all okay there. Heading over to the A12, it's a slow moving traffic between Junction 26 and Junction 25. Over in A120, slow traffic there between Coggleshaw and Marksday Interchange. Rayleigh, slow traffic on Crown Hill towards the High Street. Chelmsford, it's slow traffic there on Springfield Road between Victoria Road and the High Bridge. And partway eastbound, slow there between Rainsford Lane and Victoria Road South. Colchester, slow traffic on Magdalen Street, westbound between Brook Streets and Road. South End, slow traffic there on London Road. Eastbound, that's the A13 between Westbourne Grove and Victoria Avenue. Having a look at the rail for you, there's obviously still the reduced service on the C2C at Fenchurch Street due to industrial action. It's actually affecting services right across the network there. Heading straight over to the tubes now. Trains not stopping on the Bakerloo line southbound at Wilsdon Junction. Severe delays on the central line now between Loughton and Epping. Minor delays really throughout the rest of the central line, all due to a shortage of trains. So please do check out the website or your app if you are leaving for the tube. Now, underground station closed on Northern Line at Kentish Town, and finally no service on the Northern Line at Golden's Green and Edgware, all due to engineering works, but great service throughout the rest of the tube network. Now, we were saying about our four at 4:30. They are all songs to do with work or jobs. Thank you so much for your suggestions. I'm going to kick off with one from 1977.
check my world at night. To a place in the past, we've been cast out of the... pigeon from hell. Oh, descend in our eyes and descended like flies. Put us back on the train.
Songs are 4:30 to do with working or jobs in the title. So we've already had ABBA, Money, Money, Money. We've had Pretenders, Back on the Chain Gang. That was a bit of a cheeky one, but thank you for that request there, John. Appreciate that. And the other three, well, we've got a couple coming up from the 80s as well. We've actually got the very first song ever from Kirsty MacColl. I'll tell you what, we'll play that one first. Dire Straits, Money for Nothing. And of course, this thing in the back, can you hear him? Yeah, I know, nothing like Sting there. And before that, Kirsty MacColl's first ever single, Pizza at number 14. That was 1981. There's a guy who works down the ship shop, and we started off in the 70s as well with ABBA. Money, money, money. Right, thank you so much for your suggestions on that. Now, after the break, we've got The Killers with Human coming straight up.
Is your child struggling to achieve their best in English or maths? At Guided Learning, we want to support your child to be more confident in their learning. If their school says that they're below expectations or not being challenged enough, then face-to-face sessions with our fully qualified teachers can help. Google us at Guided Learning Brentwood to see how we can help your child achieve their best.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can-Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0777 609 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
I did my best to notice when the call came down the line. Up to the platform of surrender, I was brought but I was kind. And sometimes I get nervous when I see an open door. Close your eyes, clear your heart. Cut the cord. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. For the answer, are we human or are we dancer? Pay my respects to grace and virtue. Send my condolences to good. Give my regards to soul and romance. They always did the best they could. And so long to devotion. You taught me everything I know. Wave goodbye, wish me well. You gotta let me go. Are we human?
events guide sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Well, there's one event coming up on Monday, the 15th of April. Yes, next Monday, 70 years in horticulture. The Chantry Centre in Billericay. It's going to be a talk by Jim Buttress, hosted by Billericay Horticultural Society, 8pm till 10pm. £3. Visitors are welcome. Refreshments are available also. And for more details, you know where to go. PhoenixFM.com. Go to the events page and you scroll down a little bit for Monday the 15th of April and you will see 70 years in horticulture. Monday the 15th of April and all the relevant links will be there for you.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, Little Boots in 2009 had the biggest ever hit she had, peaking at number 6. This is Remedy.
For 2 hours of great 80s music and memories every Sunday from 8 o'clock. Duran Duran, The Eurythmics, Melon Kim or Liquid Gold. It's Greaties on Phoenix FM.
Yes, Ashley, Xanthi is here tonight, 6 p.m. for Then and Now, a special show. She's going to be looking back at newer songs from older artists. Brilliant idea, love that. So today's show features the likes of Billy Joel, oh, Bon Jovi, love that, Elbow, oh, so we've really got a nice mix there, Ella Henderson and Ariana Grande. So that is brilliant. Then and Now, tonight at 6 p.m. How good is that? Goodness me.
Every Wednesday at 8 p.m. here on Phoenix FM, join Nenick Field for a round of curveballs, showcasing the many stars and faces of the local Essex scene and scenes from around the world. With guest interviews, live sessions, local gig news, and musically, everything from crooning folk metal to hip-hop punk tronica, and everything in between, whatever that might consist of. That's Curveballs, every Wednesday between 8 and 10 p.m. here on Phoenix FM. Tune in and see what you can discover.
Right, taking you up to the top of the hour, we're going to have a first listen, actually, to guess the intro, and I'll see you back here after five. Now, don't be late, will you?
Guess the intro.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.